From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Friday, September 13th. Shasta County supervisors made a controversial hiring decision in their closed session meeting Tuesday. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Wyatt Paxton will serve as Shasta County's interim resource management director after the previous director resigned, as according to reporting by the Reading Record Searchlight. Several other top administrators have also left the county in recent months. The paper reports Paxton's appointment is controversial because he has a long political and business association with Reverge Anselmo, a wealthy former Reading developer who now resides in Connecticut. Anselmo contributed nearly $2 million toward the elections of several conservative supervisors now sitting on the board. The paper reports Paxton also actively participated in the recall of former District 2 Supervisor Leonard Modi in the last election. He has in the past been critical of the department he will now manage. Paxton told the paper he does not plan to apply for the permanent position and will help advise on that hiring decision. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
September is Suicide Prevention Month, and several communities in the North State are hosting events to raise awareness on the issue. Tehama County Health and Human Services Agency says it's holding two prevention walks in the county today. In Red Bluff, participants will meet at the historic clock tower on Main Street. In Corning, participants will meet at Corning City Hall. Both events start at 6 in the evening and aim to raise awareness and share vital resources. And in other news, it's been more than a month since the park fire burned around Mill Creek Resort. The resort is about 20 minutes from Lassen Volcanic National Park, which was devastated by the 2021 Dixie Fire. Resort owner Joseph Van Meter says he's grateful firefighters were able to keep the fire from damaging the park again.
And Lassen even being spared, the other half of Lassen from this fire, it's like, it really is just a miracle that we get to come back and see it. But I want to, you know, take the time too for people to come out and to know what was lost.
He says many wonderful natural places were burned in the fire, but says it can be hard to grieve considering what others have lost.
There's people that lost their homes in this fire, and there's people that don't get to come back to what they knew. And so it feels really really selfish to talk about this in some ways. But with the canyon, it was magical.
He's especially worried for the old-growth forest in Mill Creek Canyon and isn't sure how it fared. The Burned Area Emergency Response Program put together a report about the extent of the damage. A spokesperson told NSPR it will be released to the public after it's presented to officials from the U.S. Forest Service. In similar news, we know defensible space can protect homes from wildfires. But what if there were defensible space around an entire town? That's the question Paradise officials are now asking. The town's Wildfire Resiliency Buffer Project is exploring reducing fire risk by creating a buffer zone. This could look like a network of trails or managed public land around the town. Grazing and vegetation management would also play a big role. Officials say they're making progress on the plan. The hope is to slow an advancing fire and give residents more time to evacuate in an emergency. And a new cabaret premiered yesterday at Union Restaurant in Oroville. It's called All Is Fair in Love and War, and is being performed by the arts company Trinity & Co. Director Stevie Saffin created the show based on her personal experience while living in the Mendocino Mountains.
I felt inspired after a few years of solitude from my family and friends to start writing about my experiences and the experiences that I had witnessed of others as we're going through love and heartbreak and the places that we sort of push ourselves.
The dinner show will feature Chico performers and an 8-piece live band. Choreographer Eva Mia has worked closely with the director to bring her vision to life.
Stevie's done a really incredible job of creating a show about really heavy-hearted topics, but making it really light and entertaining and fun and whimsical.
Beginning yesterday, the show will run for 3 nights. Formal attire is encouraged. Learn more at mynspr.org. And moving to state legislative news, California Attorney General Rob Bonta sent a letter this week putting top tech leaders like Mark Zuckerberg and OpenAI's Sam Altman on notice. This according to reporting from CalMatters. He reminded these and other executives that California law bans certain types of voter intimidation and deception, including misleading content posted on social media sites and generated by AI. The letter comes as several election-related AI bills are sitting on Governor Newsom's desk. These include a measure to require platforms to remove or label deepfakes, and another to ban users from creating deceptive AI content within 120 days of an election in California. And finally, a new study found California's air quality has improved remarkably in the last 25 years. But it also found there are large racial disparities in who breathes the worst air. UC Berkeley researchers found that the biggest improvements in air quality occurred in Black and brown communities. But those improvements did not erase existing disparities, and predominantly white communities still breathe much cleaner air. Car emissions were one major cause of air pollution. Scientists say policymakers need to look at the issue further to find out how best to address it. And those are your headlines for Friday, September 13th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Nora Grove.